As the Trump administration ramps up deportation efforts nationwide, ICE has increasingly turned to local law enforcement through a program known as 287G, which has existed for nearly 30 years. Under these agreements, sheriff's offices can hold undocumented immigrants in local jails before they are deported or transferred. And in some cases, officers are trained to take part directly in ICE operations. Since January, the number of these agreements has surged more than 640%. In Butler County, Ohio, Sheriff Richard Jones reinstated his county's partnership with the federal government when President Trump returned to office. The county has since housed nearly 2,000 ICE detainees in its jails. And Sheriff Jones joins us now. Thanks for being with us.
Yes, sir. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. So as I understand it, you have partnered with and stepped away from, in some instances, partnerships on immigration enforcement with the federal government across five presidencies. So from your vantage point, how does the Trump administration's approach to immigration compare with what you saw and experienced under previous administrations?
That's pretty simple. Under Biden, it was hardly nothing. I fired them the 4 years they were there. The most deportation we ever done when we had 287G, the enforcement model and the jail model was under President Obama. He was there 8 years. So he deported far more than Trump has in roughly 5 years.
What do you think people misunderstand about the Obama era deportations as compared to the present moment?
I think that it's in the past, it's history. Depending what TV channels or where they get their news, they believe in whatever group they watch. But the actual truth is that I've been in the deportation business and in fighting illegal immigration for almost 22 years, five presidents, and I've actually been there. We deported when President Obama was president. 8 years. He had 8 years. President Trump has going on five. So he's got a lot of catching up to do, but it's in the United States, it's about 78% Democrat or Republican, black or white. It's about 78% during the last election wanted the border sealed and wanted something done with deportation. President Trump is doing exactly what he said he was going to do. He was going to go get these programs started and do deportation.
As you know, there are critics who argue that 287G opens the door to racial profiling, especially in traffic stops and street-level enforcements. So what specific safeguards do you have in place to make sure that your deputies aren't using that authority to target people based on how they look or what language they speak?
Listen, we've been doing this since the beginning of time. We stop people that are black, white, red, all the colors in the rainbow. Every religion, doesn't matter what kind of vehicles they drive. We just don't do traffic enforcement. We always do traffic enforcement. It's other issues. You commit crime, you drive drunk, just like anybody else, just like homegrown criminals do. And we don't look at color or religion or anything like that. But people can believe what they want to believe. I could not, if I was on your show for 24 hours nonstop, I could not convince the naysayers.
But what specific policies or safeguards do you have in place to make sure that people aren't being stopped based on how they look or the language that they speak?
Basically, we monitor all their stops, and we always have. We monitor their stops, we review, we meet with them, but we've done that for 22 years since we've had cameras, and before that, we always look at their reports just like they do all over the country.
Walk us through what's changed in your jails since you partnered again with the federal government under this program. On an average day right now, how many ICE detainees are you housing, and what does that mean for the space that's available for local inmates?
That's pretty simple. Today, I think we were up to 360. It varies. Sometimes it's 300. We've had as many as 430 ICE prisoners. Depends on what they're doing in ICE. And we've had up close to 500. So it varies on what they're doing.
You've said that the federal contracts as part of this program have brought in more than $200 million over 20 years, and you expect to hit $250 million by 2027. Is that right?
That's correct. And maybe more than that. If you listen to the Homeland Security people, they suspect there's 20 to 30 million people here. They need county jails for the jail space. they don't have. The federal government doesn't have county jails or federal jails. They depend on county sheriff's offices. Next year, we believe we're going to bring in $22 million just next year. This year, we'll probably bring in 12, but it's just starting to ramp up.
There are people who will hear those numbers and conclude that Butler County has a financial incentive to keep beds full of ICE detainees.
Well, sure I am. I've housed prisoners. Yeah, I don't do it for free. If other counties want to house prisoners here, they have to pay the going price. And they don't have to come here. But do we do it for free? No. There's a price that they have to pay to have them here, just like they always have. We've had Marshall prisoners for probably 20 or 30 years. They pay. And we don't do it for free. It helps cover the freight of our local prisoners. So, no, it is what it is.
ICE has come under renewed scrutiny, as you well know, across the country for what many folks see as aggressive tactics, in some cases brutal tactics. Do you believe that the way ICE is apprehending some of these folks is the best way to remove people who are in the country illegally but who pose no public safety threat?
Well, they all snuck into the country. They're here illegally. If they don't want to be here, go home. They try to offer them places that they'll ship you back, and they'll even give you money to go home. You're here illegally. You shouldn't be here. The president ran on that premises, and he's keeping his promise. And to stop this in these big cities, I've had 500 protesters here or more. They protest all the time here in front of my jail. They chain themselves to the door. And you know what that changes? Absolutely nothing. I agree with the way they're doing it, and it's going to continue to ramp up. They're actually doing more jail space, and I support them 110%.
Sheriff Richard Jones, thank you for your perspectives. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you. Thank you.